we put this together a little something something that kind of goes a little something like this. Tony, get it started, man. You know what I'm saying? Just all feel good stuff.
Down every day, Columbus, Ohio, City Gate Processing Plant. Now stand by for the KHP. Hey, good day. Today I'm going to be addressing the unassigned regular, the actual unassigned regular that is currently unassigned, and the unassigned regulars that will be converted no later than August 14th. Now, on that August 14th date, you may receive assignment to career before that, but that's a no later than date. And I want to tell you, because I hear talk on the floor at Columbus, Ohio, and again, I say, if it takes place in Columbus, Ohio, it's going to take place in a few other places also. So here's the talk. Management has plans on moving some of the unassigned regulars to different tours to justify their whatever they consider their operational needs. And I only say whatever they consider, because trust me, they really don't know. And I'm going to read to you something out of the JCHEM, and it's a question and answer section from Article 8, page 3. What is the schedule of an employee who is converted to full-time status or otherwise becomes an unassigned regular? And listen to this, because I'm going to read this verbatim. Answer: if not assigned to a residual vacancy, an employee who is converted to full-time status or otherwise becomes an unassigned regular assumes his or her regular work schedule, the hours worked in the first week of the pay period in which the change to unassigned regular occurs. Now, again, I am at this point addressing the MHAs that were converted in the last two large conversions. I am not addressing the MHAs that are going to be converted no later than August 14th. So I'm going to try my best to keep the two bifurcated, but I need you to understand I'm having two conversations. Again, I'm talking to that unassigned regular that was converted in the last two large conversions. This schedule can only be changed by, one, the employee becoming a successful bidder under Article 12, two, the employee being assigned to a residual vacancy under Article 12, three, the employee making a voluntary request for a temporary change of schedule, or in keeping with the terms of Chapter 4, Section 434.6 of the Employee and Labor Relations Manual, see further the discussion under Section 8.4b. I took the time to read that because I need the unassigned regulars to understand where you are is where you stay. No, doesn't matter. And I'm talking contract. Now, if there's some other memorandums that's going to release the post office out of compliance with Article 12, then that's, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But as of right now, the talk that some of the unassigned regulars are going to be moved to different tours, while you are still a union member, or I don't care if you're not a union member, you need to get to your union and inform them. Now, listen to me. I'm asking you to inform them, but I'm absolutely certain they already know. You see, sidebar, that's one of the advantages, I think, that I try to instill during my short administration. I need stewards to be way more aggressive than members when it comes to filing grievances. I need stewards who understand there's a violation and take action for the member, not wait for the member to inform you. So if you are a steward and you hear this podcast, please take an extra second and reread Article 12. And again, I know you already know it, but sometimes when you reread it, it just brings that information to the frontal lobes. And give your MHAs, I'm sorry, I stand corrected, give the unassigned regular the assurance that you are on top of the situation. You understand they cannot be moved. And if you hear that they're trying to be moved, well, you need to go ahead and start filing grievances on it and stop this heinous act before it even starts. That's what I call union solidarity. That's what I call strength in a union. Because when the union grabs the bull by the horns for the member, then the member has no problem grasping that bull around the legs to help bring it to the ground. Now, I'm going to switch the conversation to the MHAs that are going to be converted no later than August 14th of this year. And I'm going to go to the question and answer document signed by Catherine Attridge and the Honorable Paul V. Harogian. And one of the questions, yeah, I called him the Honorable. The question is, what assignments will the, I'm reading question number two. What assignments will the National Mail Handler Assistant, MHA, who are converted to career status pursuant to the MOU, additional staffing, June 21st, what assignment will they be placed into? And listen very carefully, because the language is a little different. The answer that Catherine and the Honorable Mr. Harogian agreed to was, the MHAs who are converted to career status pursuant to the MOU, the additional mail handler staffing, June 21st, 2021, will be converted in place effective on or before August 14th, 2021. They will preference any available residual vacancies on that date for placement the first day of the following pay period. Now, of everything I read, for some reason, will be converted in place kind of sticks out to me. Now, I would like to know what that means, and the only reason why I'm curious as to what that really means is because you don't see that in the other question and answer periods or processes that took place between management and our national. So the reason that's in there has to have a special meaning, and I'm just curious as to what that special meaning is. Now, on my podcast page, just for, again, I'd like to involve people in this process, I put a post out. What does that mean to you? Now, again, I'm sure because there's so many conversions going on, we're probably in real deep water. And again, I'm sure postal unions probably can't remember the last time this many people were converted systematically as it's happening right now. So when I see converted in place, to me, that's very simple. Wherever you are is where you stay. I say again, converted in place to me means wherever you are, that's where you stay. Now, I want to just do a quick contrast between your regular conversions and converted in place. The mail handlers that were converted to career before this June memo, you were giving a selection, which to me, I'm sorry, was still not contractual. I don't care what anybody says. I'm always going to believe that that was not contractual. So now I can just talk about it. You were giving a list of assignments. I thought them to be bids, and you selected. Now, when you get converted in place, to me, that part of the process is removed, and wherever you are currently working, that's where, when you get converted, that's where you stay. With the only difference, whatever your standard day off is, you would get a day preceding or the day after, so now you are considered, now you are a 5-day work week, 40-hour employee. But now what the post office is planning to do is they are attempting to, in my opinion, circumvent the intent of this MOU by moving MHAs now so they're in a position so they can say they're in compliance. If I am an MHA that's been on tour too for the last 9 months, now because you're about to convert me to regular, you're going to move me to tour three. I call that direct circumvention of the MOU signed by our national president and the vice president of labor relations. Does anybody agree with me? And if you do, then you got to make this heard or make this voice heard in your union branch offices. Now, again, I know what's happening in Columbus. I don't know where else it may be happening. But if we get active before they fully implement this, what I consider this egregious violation to the MOU dated June 21st, then shame on you. If you know it's wrong, but you won't do anything about it to try to correct it or at least have it addressed, then that means you go along with it. So if that's what you do, then okay, everybody still be happy. But that if that's not what you do, let's get active. Let's get inside those union offices, start filing these grievances on violation of the MOU. And I want to close the podcast with another reminder to that new MHA that's about to be converted to career. If you have not done a 365-day tour, you are about to go through a period of 90 days where you have no access to the grievance procedure. Understand that. And if you really understand that, if you are that newly converted MHA that's about to be converted before August 14th, and you received a letter changing your tour, you need to file that grievance now while you still have access to the grievance procedure. Now, if you sleep on it, then don't be mad at the end result. But if you get proactive, we may be able to stop a lot of unnecessary movement. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge, and this is the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Have a great day.